the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. My name's Trish, and with me, as always, is the lovely, wonderful, fantastic, and amazing Kylie.
What are you buttering me up for?
I don't know.
She's like, I'm going to need a favor, lady.
We'll see. I like to just, you know, keep them for a rainy day.
Put that in your back pocket. You know I love you.
Remember the day I said you were absolutely amazing?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to roll out those body bags and pop the trunk of the Oldsmobile.
And on that note, we have a family-friendly episode today.
We do. I'm super excited to bring this to our listeners because as a family person, as a person with a family, and you don't have to have a family to embark on these adventures. You can do them with your friends.
Yeah, we're going through 7 summer adventures for an elite summer season.
I'm loving
elite
it.
Elite summer season.
It's going to be great. So we are going to tell you how to keep from being bored over the summer. As real estate agents, that's not a thing for us. We don't get bored over the summer.
No.
That's not a thing. However, I have heard, you know, that kids out of school do get bored. So you're in the right spot.
Yeah. So let's jump right in. The first thing we have for you, which is super fun, to become a household of homemade ice cream connoisseurs. Everybody loves ice cream. Who doesn't love ice cream?
I can't think of a single person in my entire life that I've met who doesn't like ice cream.
Right. And we all know that when you go out and try to buy things out in the world, it's ridiculously expensive. So instead of dropping $1 million at DQ, we think that you should make it at home. Have some fun.
Yeah. And you can find recipes on Pinterest, on the internet, old cookbooks and things like that. I think it would be super fun to incorporate like pureed fruit, like strawberries and things like that. Because I personally do not like strawberry ice cream from the store. But when my mother-in-law turns our strawberries into strawberry jam and then, oh my God, if I heat it up and I drizzle it over some vanilla ice cream, I will fall over dead after I'm done eating it. So there's that. And Trisha, we've got a recipe for you. You can throw your protein powder in there.
Yeah.
What?
So
it's just like, I'm not eating the ice cream.
I will because I'll make mine out of frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
So frozen yogurt or like you said, adding protein powder. It's a really easy way to get in extra protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I have often like taken my protein powder and mixed it with some almond milk, threw it in the blender, mixed some fruit with it, bananas, peanut butter, whatever, and then freeze it up for ice cream in the evening because mm-hmm. it's like it's an evening snack that you don't have to like feel guilty about. And in the summer, usually you're up later, you're outside, so it's very nice and refreshing.
Yeah, I like to. What I've been doing lately is I'll get some cans of coconut milk, and then if you throw them in the back of the fridge, the cream will separate from the liquid. And so you drain that and then you have the cream and you just put a little bit of honey in it for people who are lactose intolerant. That's a really, really good recipe. And you can throw like almond extract or vanilla extract in there. You can put like some orange essential oil.
Well, everybody has Google because we have the internet on our phones now.
Yeah, so. I mean, so this episode is not running down all of the ways you could possibly make ice cream. Okay.
But do it.
I got the message. I got it. Up next, why not create a family time capsule? So fun.
Yeah.
I think of this episode of Peppa Pig where the young kids, Peppa's age, are doing a time capsule, but they open the one that Mommy and Daddy Pig had put in, you know, some 20 years ago. And I think that it's I think that it's really fun, and it's something that a lot of people don't do anymore because we have Google, we have Facebook memories. And so when you, you could totally print a couple of pictures and throw them in there, but I would definitely have my kids write like a story or like a little journal, or Ryan likes to play best, worst, weirdest. So when the kids get off of school, he'll be like best, worst, weirdest for today. So you could totally do that for like, hey, best, worst, weirdest for this month or this time of life, have them throw that in there. I think that would be super fun.
I do too. And like when I was reading your notes for this episode, I was like, dude, I so wish I would have done this, because you think about like having your kid that's in like preschool or kindergarten, you know, put a couple things in there and like you said, write a little note. And then when they're 10, open it back up. And then when they're 15, open it back up. And just think of like how cool that would be to like reminisce on those things and like have those items. You know, I was just like picturing like, you know, the family standing outside in the backyard and they're pulling out their old teddy bear, their roller skates, or like whatever they decided.
Oh, so you're going like full burial. Do you have to bury a time capsule?
I don't know if that's how, you know, when we watched TV in the 80s and 90s, they always dug up the time capsule out of the ground. So, I mean, we have an attic. You could just put it in the attic.
Take forget it out. About it.
But I thought it was such a cool idea because I always remember seeing it on like Saved by the Bell or one of those shows. And I was always like, dude, that would be amazing. And I never did it. And now my kids are practically grown. So everybody, go do this right now because it's the coolest idea ever. And when you go and get it back out and look at it, it's going to be super fun.
Yeah, and you could totally just throw it in like a Ziploc bag or like a shoebox or something.
Well, and if you...
People will just think you're burying your dead cat in the backyard.
If you reopened it like every 3 to 5 years, like that's enough time where you probably forgot about what was in there and then you're going back through. And then when the kids get older,
like you're... Like, adding stuff too. Yeah, like if you open it every couple of years, you put something new in.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. And then it's like a cool activity that you do every few years and like kind of like a new family tradition. And if your kids are grown, like you probably have grandkids or, you know, friends, you could do a friends times capsule.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, because you think about like doing that throughout the years. Like then when you're, you know, 70, 80 years old, you're looking at stuff from when you guys were in high school
together. Do you remember when we took that trip out of town?
I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Love it. So up next we have hiking and camping. Do you go camping?
So when the kids were younger, we camped every summer. And we usually camped like multiple times a summer.
So I picture you, maybe not back then, because nobody had money for that. But I totally picture you like in an RV nowadays, like glamping. Yeah. I do not picture you like sweating it out in a tent, hunting for your food.
When Trent was little, we tented. Me and Trent would tent all the time. My mom and Roy would tent. So we had a campground for our church. It was called Camp Killarney. And you started going there. I was in Girl Pioneers, which is like the Lutheran version of Girl Scouts.
I love it.
Yeah. So
the Girl Scouts have lost their mind these days.
So we would go to Camp Killarney and we would usually spend a weekend there with Girl Scouts. And we would learn like how to purify your water. And the boys would do archery. And I don't know, as girls, we probably sewed something or something, you know.
Collected and painted rocks.
Yeah, back in the day, we didn't get to do archery.
There was no gender equality when we were going up. Doggone it.
When Nikki was in Girl Pioneer, she did do archery. So I remember she had a bow and everything like that. She was like the first set of girls in the Lutheran Synod that could shoot a bow and play soccer.
We had to get permission from the Pope on this one, y'all. Pope said yes.
So, yes, we did tent camp. When me and Dave first got together, I was still tent camping because Angelina, as an infant, we had her in a tent. Trent was probably in kindergarten. Angelina
and he slept baby. Outside.
Yeah. So we all tented. But then we moved up to, I think it was Dave's mom had a pop-up.
Okay.
And the first time we used that was, like, life-changing.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Oh, my gosh. A baby. I get a microwave. I don't have bugs coming in. You don't wake up on the air mattress that has deflated and it's
right
on the ground. But a lot of our favorite memories are from camping. We have videos and stuff still from when we camped, and we did it all the time and we had such a good time. And I was reading your notes like, oh yeah, as low as $10. The last time I went camping, I remember I went to Myers with Trent, and no joke, I spent so embarrassing. I don't even know what we bought that we spent this much, but it was like 400 and some dollars.
Doing what? Did you buy brand new stuff?
I don't know, but it was like almost $500. And I just remember the woman going, all of this for camping? And I was like, yes.
For so. Trisha. So I'm like, for Trisha.
I don't know what we bought. I'm sure there was like clothes and stuff in there that Trent needed or something.
So we did, when Casey turned 5, she wanted to go camping. And we went to Pontiac Rec, and that's pretty urban camping situation. And so we, you know, we pop the tent and Ryan does the things and we're having a great time. And I did take the portable DVD player just so, like, when it was lay down time, she had something that was familiar, you know, to put on, whether it was a song or The Little Mermaid, I think is what we ended up taking because, of course. And all night, Ryan spent defending our campground from the gang of raccoons, trash pandas.
I don't know if we're encouraging anybody to go camping with our stories.
There are other places to go.
You could camp in your backyard, though.
You totally can.
Camped in your backyard.
We did. We did in my mom's backyard, especially when the girls were, like, really little. And that way, like, if they were, like, scared or something like that, we were able to just pull them right into Mimi's house and everybody was happy. But I wanted to – what I did want to say is getting a campground – it can be very affordable. And if you don't pull the Trisha and you just bring hot dogs, hot dog buns, s'more stuff, you're looking at maybe $40 and you're good to go.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Oh, and go on a hike while you're there. That was the whole situation that we were trying to.
So, yeah, we did a lot of hiking and stuff. I have some pictures from us hiking around Camp Clarney and going up and down the hills and stuff.
I enjoy it. I miss when I think it was Highland Rec used to have equestrian.
Yeah.
And I'm desperate. I am definitely taking my girls horseback riding this summer.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
So speaking of that, the next one we have is to keep the competition going all summer long with a mini golf game. So that is super fun. We used to do putt-putt with Trent all the time when he was younger. Lowest score wins bragging rights. And I like that you put to do it throughout the summer. So it's like ongoing. You could have it on the fridge. Like,
yeah. And you can hit different ones. There's like in Waterford where I live, there's a couple indoor ones. Sportway has a huge one outdoors, and then you can, I think it would be super fun to put the kids in the car and go on an adventure to, you know, this city or that city and make a day out of it, like get ice cream, we're gonna do putt-putt golf, and then, you know, you could always set something up in your backyard too. That would be super fun. Maybe make everybody responsible for creating their own like putt-putt hole, right?
Oh, yes.
Get a bunch of boxes, markers, tape, glue, like all the things, and be like, all right, maybe you could have people draw themes out of a hat and just be like, okay, I've got to make a clown themed one. I got to make a princess themed one. I think that would be super fun. It would keep your kids busy for a while.
That's super creative. I love that. And kids love crafts. Like, what
they do.
Crafts. If it's a boy, they probably want to make a pirate ship. We have the sand outside on the lake. We can make sand traps and water traps. And
yeah. And then there's always glitter. You could just make one out of glitter. Yeah. It's just glitter everywhere.
That sounds messy.
All right. Moving on, let's not forget the power of giving back. A really great thing that you can do as a family with friends is go do some volunteering, do some service, plan a day to, you know, help those in need. You know, there's a lot of neighborhood beautification going on in the spring at the beginning of the summer. There's a lot of really great ways that you can partner with community outreach, feeding the homeless, and kids love to get involved in that. The girls and I were just talking about the church we used to go to. They have a homeless outreach. And God bless, shout out to Cindy Ogg, who would get some ladies together, volunteer, and they would put together packets for 100 people. And they would literally, you've got these little church ladies driving around in downtown Detroit alleys, like just trying to reach people with the word of God, fill their heart, fill their bellies. And those kinds of missions always need help, whether it's, you know, a religious situation. Or, what's the word I'm looking for? Group. or, you know, just something in the community that you can do. It's a really great way to fill your heart and work with the community and get the kids involved with, you know, thinking outside of themselves.
Yeah, this is one that we hold very near and dear to our hearts.
We just
and
did.
Our family, and I've taken it into my company. Both Trent and Angelina have been doing community outreach since they were little. Trent, we started when he was in kindergarten with the Veterans Project. We made boxes for Christmas of things for the veterans that were inpatients at the VA. I will tell you, the men and women at the VA hospital, especially around the holidays, a lot of them don't get any visitors for Christmas. And we just would grab a box, put some pajamas, crossword puzzles, deck of playing cards, winter hat, wrapped it up. And then the kids would go and deliver and we would sing carols to them. And it was so emotional and they were so thankful. And the kids really enjoyed because the vets would, like, you know, I remember one of the gentlemen teaching Trent how to shake hands really well. And then they would, like, share stories.
Yeah.
And it filled us up on both sides. And then we have done me and Dave, and even if you're busy, like, we did ringing the bell, the ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And, you know, in the time when the kids are in sports and everybody's in things, it gets very busy. So we just did it in rotation. So, like, me and Trent went and rang the bell. And then
it's just an hour.
Yeah, the next shift, Dave and Angelina rang the bell. And then the next shift, me and Angelina rang the bell. And then the next shift, Dave and Trent rang the bell. So it was, like, not necessarily all four of us did it together, but we did it in different shifts and we all got to do it. And then we also have implemented taking some of, like, Trent's hockey team. So we did Grace Centers of Hope where we went down to Pontiac and we served lunch. And we took, like, a whole bunch of the kids, a whole bunch of Trent's friends from his hockey team. We all went down there. We all cooked the food. Me and Angelina served the food in the dining room. You get to explain a lot of ins and outs of, like, life lessons that they can really see and resonates with them. And then the last thing is if you have teenagers, this is especially important because if they're getting ready for college, one of the things that colleges want to see is community give back work. So I was talking to my niece, Michaela, and this is actually something we just planned last weekend because she was like, I said, what do you still need help with for your college, getting ready for college? And she's like, well, I haven't done enough charity community give back work. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like, we do that all the time. We just did a million meals for Northridge for Elite Realty for the Elite Cures program. So there's many different, you know, avenues where even if your kid, like, my kids never felt like, oh, we got to go do this. It's just been always part of them growing up. But if you do happen to have, you know, a kid that's kind of not really excited about doing it, there's some different whys that you can give them behind it, you know, giving back and helping others. But also, if they want to get into a good college, it's good for your resume too. So, you know, sometimes we got to pivot and use the angles we have as parents to get everybody on the bus.
Right?
Just get on the damn bus.
Yes. Some different things to think about and ways to navigate those conversations and different ideas. I'm going to be taking Michaela to Forgotten Harvest and we'll be packing food that immediately goes out to the community. Usually it's like all these boxes of pizza that was contributed by Little Caesars. We put it in bags, tie it up, and then take it right out on the road and deliver it.
Beautiful. So. And then I think our last one is reading. So I liked this one because my girls are old enough to start doing this. Reading the book and then watching the movie.
Ooh.
And then having conversations about what you liked, what you didn't like. Because I'm an avid reader. Well, before I had children and I actually had, like, brain space. So, like, for example, The Gunslinger by Stephen King is one of my favorite series. And when they came out with the movie, I still to this day haven't seen it, but they swapped characters. And so they had Idris Elba playing the gunslinger, Roland. And in the book, Roland is looks completely different than Idris Elba. But the one thing in the book that's really pressed about Roland is his eyes. They are blue eyes. And so then I saw Idris Elba. They gave him blue eyes in the movie. I'm like, okay, we can watch it now. Like, you know, or like you'll read the Harry Potter book and then you'll go through the movie because there's only so much that you can pack into a movie. And the girls have been really wanting to watch the Harry Potter series. And I'm like, well, some of it gets really dark toward the end, but we could probably do the first couple of books, read them as a family. And that's the other thing too, is don't just have your kids read it on your own. Pick a chapter where you popcorn read and you read together and you sit. You can be indoors, outdoors, on the road, not on the road. It's a really great way to bring the family together and just open up the conversation about media and, you know, all this kinds of stuff.
Well, and I think like you said in the beginning, like this doesn't have to just be for families too. When we were doing 75 Hard, me and Dave actually would sit together and read together. So he would read the first 5 pages of the personal development book out loud, and then I would read the second 5 pages, and then we discuss how we could implement those things in our lives or in our careers or in the different spaces that we were at.
You did that with your Bible studies too, I remember.
Yes, yes. So even you don't have anybody else, just you and your friend or you and your significant other, like it's a really good way to spend time with somebody else. And then, like you said, go watch the movie. Like, I know my dad and Angelina, they're doing a book called 5 Feet Apart. So they did it backwards, though. They watched the movie, and then they were always talking about it and always watching it. So I found it on Amazon, the book, and I bought it, and I wrote inside of it for you and Grandpa Jay to read together.
Aww.
And then I called him, and I was like, hey, just so you know. And so he's been coming over and, like, reading the book with her. And
that's been a really cool thing. That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you don't have people living with you and you don't have family, there's no reason why you can't go find a local book club or one on Facebook. Like, Facebook has eliminated like any excuse for people not to socialize. Like, our church has a book club, and you can find book clubs locally. They meet at libraries and things like that, and a lot of times they will read the book and then watch the movie.
Volunteer at a senior center, then you hit that give back and you get to do it.
Well, my friends, that is a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I think we hit all 7.
Yeah. We did.
Perfect. We are not skipping a beat here. Make sure that wherever you're listening, you hit that subscribe button. If you like the show, like the show. Don't forget to share it. And come back next week as we drop fresh content every Thursday here on the Elite Life Podcast.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to 6 other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.